This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the final week of the second regular session of the 98th General Assembly.
Take monies from the feds all the
House Bill 1565 is among the measures truly agreed to and finally passed this week. But the subject of the proposal, which is to raise Missouri Health Net asset limits for the disabled, was not the biggest point for some Missouri senators. Instead, it was expansion of Medicaid. During debate, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur questioned why Missouri has not taken advantage of available federal dollars for expansion.
This is the biggest match ever. I mean, in terms of percentages, this is, you know, they were going to pay 100%, and this body said no, and I don't know why.
Outgoing Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Kurt Schaefer of Columbia responds by saying the reason comes down to fiscal responsibility.
And it's not a question of, oh, well, you're mean, or you like these people, or you don't like those people, or you don't like this group or that group. That's not the question. The question is, how do you address public policy in a fiscally responsible way?
I move that House
Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield sponsors Senate Bill 588, a measure that would make changes to expungement laws.
At its core, it does what we set out to do, which is to create essentially the ultimate jobs and employment bill.
He also handles House Bill 1765 in the upper chamber. During discussion, Senate Minority Floor Leader Joseph Kevany of St. Louis talked about the commercial receivership portion of the proposal.
If there's a distressed business and the bank has a loan against it, they'll apply to the court for a commercial receiver. He'll step in and run the business.
I have a privileged motion, and I'm
also making its way through the upper chamber this week was Senate Bill 814. Sponsor, Senator Wayne Wallingford of Cape Girardeau, tells his colleagues his proposal seeks to allow an individual to deduct income earned through active military duty from their Missouri adjusted gross income.
Just make sure there's no chance of any double dipping or double exemptions for the military.
Senate Bill 814 is now on the governor's desk. House Bill 1474 would make changes to how certain documents would be filed with the Missouri Ethics Commission. During debate, Senator Shalone Kiki Curls of Kansas City mentioned she has wanted to sponsor similar legislation in previous years because of issues with the Kansas City Election Board.
Weeks later, and folks still were not able to retrieve any information physically from the Election Board.
House Bill 1474 has been sent to the executive branch.
No further business coming before the Senate.
Next up for the Missouri Senate will be the annual veto session, which will be in September. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.